United Nations Food Systems pre-summit last week in Rome recommended a dietary limit of 14 grams of red meat per person per day. That's one bite. As a servant to the people of Queensland and Australia, I'm appalled, and I'll explain how this is an attack on our farmers and on every Australian. The pre-summit recommended the introduction of a worldwide environmental tax on meat of $1.60 per kilo for cattle grazing on pasture, yet not for cattle raised in intensive feedlots. That distinction reflects the influence of large multinational feedlot operators and the lack of influence that family farms have in the UN's eyes. As my colleague, Bob Catter, rightly pointed out, this UN measure will take 2.4 billion kilos of protein off the market, starving 80 million people of protein. Yes, go the UN! The third recommendation of the Food Systems pre-summit is to move food production within reach of population centres and produce whatever protein and nutrition is possible in that region. It's called short-chain food supply. We did that 200 years ago. People starved, nutrition was poor, life expectancy was less than half what we enjoy today. Then along came long-chain food supply, allowing countries like Australia to grow crops to feed and clothe those in need. World hunger fell to less than 10%. The only reason there are still areas of poverty and hunger in 2021 is because of war and civil unrest. You know, the things that the United Nations were supposed to solve. World peace has eluded the UN, yet cows have not. The United Nations is proposing to eliminate global food chains that have brought good food to the world for hundreds of years.